Oh, hi. Thanks for holding. Is this Patrick?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Who's
Tina,
this?
and it's Tina. Whoever took the call said that you had called in and you were looking for me, so I just wanted to see if I could assist you. How are you?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. Is this Tina?
This is Tina, yes.
Well, this is Patrick Murphy.
Yeah, I know. I recognize your voice. Your account with us says Jeff. So she said, Jeff's on the phone and he's looking for you. And I said, no, I think that's Patrick.
Yeah.
Recognize your voice.
Remember what
Yeah.
we talked about yesterday?
Yes, of course I do. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good, good, good. Yeah, what was it?
That
We're after,
you
go
gave
ahead.
me a website that you're going to add on later, but you weren't ready to do that now for your
No,
new
I'm
business
talking
tab.
about the I'm talking about the I'm talking about the yeah, the payment that arrangement we made.
Oh yeah, you gave me a credit card to process on next Tuesday, which is the four, or no, for Wednesday, the fifth, right?
No, I didn't. I didn't give you a credit card.
Oh.
No,
Oh,
I gave
that's
you
right.
I
No, actually, I think we updated it, actually, because I see that the card that we had when I called you ended in 5876, but now the one that we have that's set up for Wednesday ends in 1411. You know what? I remember what happened. You were looking for one you wanted to use in your shirt pocket and you couldn't find it. So then you said this one ending in 1411 was your debit. So you said, let's just use this one. So we put this one on file for Wednesday. Is that still going to work or do you want me to switch it out?
Well, you don't remember me giving you my we decided to do check by phone?
Oh, well, we don't do check by phone. That's the thing. We used to, but they don't do the ACH payments anymore. It has to be a debit or a credit card.
Are you sure?
Yep. So does the Visa, if that's your debit, does it go with the same account that you wanted to use like a check? Because if you have a debit that goes with that account, if this isn't the correct one, I can switch it if you like.
Well, I appreciate that, but remember we did talk about my checking account using the checking account number I gave you my Wells Fargo, the checking account number.
I'm actually a little bit concerned because if you gave somebody your Wells Fargo number, I'm hoping that it wasn't someone else, like from another company, and maybe you thought it was me. Because when we talked, I just took this Visa number ending in 1411. I hope
Yeah,
not. Yeah, there's.
and you said yeah, you're going to do $100 next Wednesday, right?
Next Wednesday, yep, we have, but the only difference is it's not a Wells Fargo checking account. It's a Visa ending in 1411. That's why I'm
Right,
thinking
right, right.
if you talked to someone and gave them a Wells Fargo number, I think maybe, and I hate to say it, but there are scam companies out there that sometimes, if you go, oh, is this Tina? They might, well, oh, sure, just so they could get your billing information when it's not. So what I would suggest is let me just double check. When you signed up with us, you put a security question and answer on file. And the question is the city that you were born in. The answer is San Francisco. Okay. So anybody here at Local Splash, if they're a legitimate Local Splash employee, they'll have access to both your security question and the answer. But if it's one of those Mickey Mouse companies that's calling you and you think they're Local Splash and you're just not sure, always ask them. Go, hey, can you confirm the security question and answer on file? And if they can't confirm it, then they're not with us.
Right, yeah. That's right. Yeah, we did talk about the checking account yesterday, and then we decided to go with 1411. 11. That was my LBS. Yeah, that was my Long Beach.
Right?
Cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That's what you were telling me. Yeah, that's exactly. So
well,
probably when you were looking for the account that was in your shirt pocket, I probably thought it was another card, but maybe it was for your checking account number. And
could
maybe
I ask you
I
something?
Didn't realize.
Could I ask you something?
Yes.
Could I ask you something?
Of course you can. Yes.
I'm just trying to figure out what to do because I had a bank debit in my Wells Fargo today of $548.98 from 411 locals.
That's not us. That's one of those scam companies. 411 local is not us. So you need to call them and tell them to put the money back in your bank. And if they give you any trouble, then call your bank and tell them that that was fraudulently taken from you.
I did, but they said they can't do anything about check by phone.
Really?
And,
we don't take check by phone anymore. Yeah, because we used to, but we haven't taken it for years. So, wow.
$548.98 gone. And it says 411 locals on it. On the debit, it says 411 locals.
Don't say gone because in business, there's a legal right that you have, Patrick, and it's called the right of rescission. And you have 3 days to do that. So as long as it hasn't passed 3 business days, which it hasn't because this happened yesterday, right? So
the debit actually occurred today.
Okay. So the debit occurred today. So let me just see here if I can find. Okay. So I looked them up online, and I hope that this helps. But there's a phone number listed on their website. I can give it to you. And then maybe you can call them and say, look, something was debited from my account today, and I want to rescind on that, and I want it put back in my account. And they legally have to do it as long as it's within 3 days. So do you have a pen and paper? I'll give you their number. Yep. So it's they have 2 numbers. I'll give you both for customer service and for sales. So if you can't get through to customer service, call the sales department, and maybe they can transfer you. But the customer service line says 866-391-0622.
Yeah, overdraw my account because I didn't have that much money in there. Now I'm over $600 overdrawn today.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Yeah, and you probably only gave them the Wells Fargo number because you thought they were Local Splash. You probably had no idea that it was some new thing they were signing you up for $500. Because why would you pay $598 when you only pay $100 with us? You know. That's crazy.
I was thinking yesterday that you guys were 411 locals, but you're Local Splash.
We're Local Splash. Yeah, that's why I confirmed with you that the only amount we're going to take on Wednesday is 100 because that's all that we're billing you. But let me give you the other number on their website just in case you don't have success with this one.
All right.
So the other number is 855 area code.
Uh-huh.
2908. I'm sorry. So 259-2908, and you better hustle because it says they're open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time. So I think they're only open for like 18 more minutes today.
Okay, so this is the sales department.
Yeah, so the first number I gave you was customer service.
I would try to call
them. Yeah, and tell them you want to rescind on it. Just say whatever it was they signed me up yesterday,
yeah,
I'm overdrawn,
okay. What is
and
that?
I want to rescind.
Yeah, okay. And what's the name of, how are they listed as? What's the name of the business?
You told me they were 411 locals, right?
Yeah, is that what it says on your information sheet there?
Yeah, I don't have an information sheet. I just typed into the computer that company to see if I could find their number, and that's what I found. So I think that if
you think this might be the 411 locals?
Yep, I think so. Yep.
Okay, I'll give him a call.
Please do. Call him. Yeah, you probably have like a good like 15 minutes or so to reach him before they close for today, and hopefully they get it worked out for you. That's horrible what they did. I'm so sorry about that, Patrick. But moving forward, always ask for that security question and answer on file, okay?
Yeah, where was I born? Yeah.
But also not only where you were born, but tell them what's the question. What is the security question? And because they don't know, it could be your mother's maiden name. It could be your first pet's name. They can't just make it up if they don't know it, right? So say, I need the security question and the answer. And if they answer and say it's the city you were born in, San Francisco, then you know it's local / if they can't answer it, then it's one of those companies just trying to get you to sign.
All right. I'll give them a call right now. Thanks, Tina.
You're welcome. No problem, Patrick. Okay, bye-bye.